Now I'm going to give you some brand new, very fresh intel, and maybe I'm going to get in trouble for saying this, but here we go. We've heard from four different well-positioned insiders from one of my sources alone, four different completely independent high-level sources, that our president is going to voluntarily resign next month. Now, what could possibly make him do that? I have no idea. It's probably not true. It's probably fake. But these are four completely independent, different people all saying this. So we have heard that there's some kind of very intense attack against him that has been planned, and they think it's going to be decisive, and they think it's going to force him to do this. All of this stuff, this table pounding with North Korea, you got to remember, North Korea is not a country. North Korea is a proxy army for the cabal. They're doing what the cabal wants. The cabal wants us to be terrified, and I really do not think North Korea is going to be allowed to do anything. They're being contained. It's all just smoke and mirrors. It's not real, but you have a lot of tense people. And what I really think is going on is that we're building up to announcements that will compromise the majority of all the people in the House of Representatives and in the Senate with this North American Man-Boy Love Association, that they're members of that kind of stuff. If it happens, it's going to make everybody crazy for a while. It's going to be crazy. And I had a dream, a very intense dream in June, in which I had this spaceship show up in my room, and it lands in my room, and it's a laptop, and I open it up, and Alex Jones is on the laptop, and he starts telling me that everything that he and I have worked for our entire lives in our careers is about to come true and be paid off beyond our wildest imagination. It was a very powerful dream. In order for that to come true, we're talking about disclosure. So I had that prophetic dream. I still haven't written it up properly in my article yet. But then after I had that dream, Corey gets this contact from these benevolent ETs, and the specific female who calls herself Kari, if you believe this, and she said that they are getting ready at this eclipse, so next Monday is when this might start, that they're going to start contacting people directly, first telepathically and in dreams, leading up to actual in-person contacts, like what they've been doing with Corey. Because I've always been saying, if they're going to meet up with Corey, then why won't they meet up with me? And I'm sure a lot of us are thinking the same thing. Well, apparently they're getting ready to do that. It will probably come in the aftermath of some very game-changing, world-changing announcements. And when I look at the big picture, and I look at the tension in the world, the unbelievable fight between the media and the current administration, which proves that there's an alliance fighting the cabal, which is in the media, CIA-controlled Mockingbird media, okay?
Right.
Proves it.
Right.
Why are they trying to knock me off? Why are they trying to take Corey's kids away? Why are they trying to utterly ruin both of us? Why did they take all of Pete's stuff? Why are we being threatened? It's because whatever they started in motion last December with this Antarctica stuff, where that's their get-out-of-jail-free card, they want to distract us with this really cool thing about Atlantis, they're getting ready to do it. There's something that's getting ready to happen, a meta-event, multiple events probably. Pedogate prosecutions, disclosure, possibly being introduced to ETs, possibly learning about Antarctica. I think we're finally on the verge of this happening, and everybody is trying to get their ducks in a row. They're trying to get lined up in position so that they're ready to flip the switch, and they want it to turn out the way they like. And that's apparently activated these benevolent ETs so that they're going to make it impossible for us to be steered off of this positive course, because Kari also said that there is a negative timeline we could end up on where literally, and this is going to sound crazy, but literally we become a planet dominated by evil reptilian extraterrestrials, and there's very few of us left, and we're all slaves to these beings. So we do not want the negative timeline. And all of us are the hero in the hero's journey now. All of us are Luke Skywalker going up against Darth Vader. All of us have to accept, yes, Darth Vader was our father. We voted for these people. We looked up to them. We trusted them. We put our votes in the voting booth. We campaigned for them. We sent money to them. We wrote about them, how much we love them. We published it on the internet. Now we're going to find out they're doing this stuff? It's a worldwide awakening. It's very ugly. We don't like what we're going to learn. But in the aftermath of that, we realize, okay, if they could have lied this much, what else have they been lying about? And that's where disclosure comes in. You have to open your mind and say, if we are literally a planet that is under almost totalitarian global dictatorship, but they have to lie to us and make it look like we're free, then what happens when the truth breaks through? What happens when people awaken from this world where all they've known since the time they were born is lie after lie after lie? And when you wake it up to the truth, it's a very harsh slap in the face. And the first thing you're going to want to do is attack the people who are telling you the truth, because that's a lot more comfortable to dehumanize them and say they're satanic or they're pedophiles or they're super wealthy elites than to actually look at the truth, which is of something much more threatening than whether David Wilcock or Corey Good is making money and has an ego. I mean, come on.
Yeah.
You got to look at the common enemy here.